based on Hebrews 1, verses 1 to 6. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Jesus is the Word of God in flesh. Jesus is the appointed heir of all things, through whom all things were made. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and his very word upholds the universe. God has spoken to us through this Jesus. So, what is the message for us this Christmas morning? Why, when God brings his Son into the world, does he say, "Let all God's angels worship"? If the message is anything less than Jesus making purification for sins, we are missing the greatest news this world has ever heard. God himself has broken into our humanity in order to redeem and save us. Wow. All the Old Testament, all of the prophets, the history of all creation points to the Savior who promised and prophesied to save us from our sin. Peter tells us concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preached the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Things into which angels long to look. The prophets who spoke about Christ were not serving themselves, but you. They did not get to see what they prophesied, but they died believing that God would do exactly what he promised to do. And Christmas, this Christmas morning here at St. Luke's, Christmas is God's promise of a Savior fulfilled. It's a promise fulfilled. Now, as God unfolds his plan of salvation, the angels who longed to see into these things, they are worshiping him as they see what God does in order to save us. The promise to Eve that the Savior would be born from the seed of the woman, he never said man and woman, just the woman, and from a virgin, Jesus is born. And the angels see it. The angels see it. Isaiah wrote about the Savior who would be pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. He didn't get to see the things of which he wrote, but he died in faith, trusting God's word. And the angels looked on as Christ was lifted up to death on a cross, pierced in his head, hands, feet, and side, and crushed by God's wrath on our sin. And angels look on as he is raised from the dead. And it's angels who announce that he is dead no longer. He is alive. These are the things that the prophets searched to find and things into which angels longed to look. And God has spoken his incredible, marvelous, wonderful, glorious plan of salvation to you. The message of Christmas this morning, the good news of great joy, is announced once again to you. The angels marvel at how incredibly our God acts for us. The message of Christmas is that Jesus was born for you. He is the Son of God, our Savior, and all God's angels worship him, and so do we. Let us pray. Dearest Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, we praise and glorify you for saving us from our sins.